Personal development and personal growth is a very conscious choice, and once on the roll, there is no way back. But what about those hurdles and the discomfort we are experiencing? In this short episode, I am bringing to you the downside of personal development and actionable steps how to get past those hurdles so you actually enjoy the journey.
Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you.
Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek, and I'm excited you're listening today. Today, I want to speak about the cons of personal development. This topic has been a big one in my community recently, and I want to bring to you what we discussed and as well some steps and understanding and a mindset shift so you have a better time enjoying the expansion you are going through. But before we start, I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity. If you're feeling invisible, having a hard time to break through the noise, inconsistent with creating content, not knowing what to say and how to say it, but deep down you know your message and your work can change people's lives, then listen up. I have created something so powerful for you. It's called the Magnetic Influence Accelerator, a high-touch group program that helps you build a personal brand and visibility strategy that works for you without being glued to your phone 24/7. This isn't about chasing trends or faking authority. It's about showing up clearly, consistently, so you attract clients, collaborations, podcast invites, and real opportunities that grow your business. Inside the program, you will learn how to clarify your message and story so you always know what to say, create content that feels aligned, not forced, build trust through presence and not pressure, grow visibility beyond social media like pitching podcasts and guest posts. And you get coaching, feedback, and a supportive community so you're never doing it alone. Head over to the show notes. The link for more information is right below. I'm sitting here in Curaçao. It's one of my last weeks here on the island before moving back to Europe. And now I'm also ready to announce where I'm going. It's going to be Spain, specifically Barcelona. I am very excited for this new step, new life, new communities, absolute newness in general. And at the same time, I am terrified, scared of what's to come, because there are so many things that are out of my control and so many things I cannot predict. But I have done this several times, and what we spoke about within my community recently, I got these questions like, why am I scared? Why am I insecure? Why am I overthinking certain processes and things? And I just want to bring to you here that no matter how often we do things, no matter how often we move countries, no matter how often we're on social media and have recorded reels, no matter how often we go and speak on podcasts, no matter how often we coach and share our stories publicly as personal brands, no matter what we do and how often we do it, there will always be scary moments. And the only reason for that is because we are leveling up. Every time you make a conscious choice to grow, to expand, and create change in your life, to become better, build skill set, and deliver better in service of your communities, there is expansion. And that's something that often appears scary. And you may be wondering like, oh my God, I've done it so often. But then you refine your message, you finally hit the sweet point of what you want to bring to the world. And suddenly it's scary again, because again, we need to go through that next level of expansion in order to literally embody the new identity, to embody the new thought as a leader. And once we are on the journey of personal development, of learning, of expansion, of learning new things, doing new things, building a business from scratch, there is not really a way back. Like, humanity never goes back in evolution, nor do you. And that's why I'm currently really leaning into this mess that is around me, in my head, in my body, in my office, in my house, because everything is about packing, finding a new apartment, working, clients, recording episodes ahead, because I don't want to be recording with interview partners and collaborators just when I arrive in Barcelona, because there was going to be so many other things that I need to nail. So it's everything a little bit, everything is like just simply messy and stressful. But I'm leaning into this because I know on the other side is a new version of me waiting for me to arrive, and it's just going to be amazing. And the first downside I want to bring to you is the fact that you will outgrow probably 90% of the people surrounding you when you go on this journey and build something from scratch on your own and develop certain skill sets and also your mindset, because this is what we need for success. This is a very, 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 very needed expansion you need to go through, and there is almost no way to avoid it, because we need to surround ourselves with people who understand what we are doing. I'm not saying they need to 100% agree with your thought and your vision, but what I'm saying is we need to surround ourselves with people who have a certain understanding. We need to build trust with networks and communities if you want to sustain your business in this transformation industry in the future. You will need a network that is not only, I'm not speaking only potential buyers, but to be surrounded and to have that foundation of legit support, no matter if you have questions, if you want to get help in a certain area, that can 100% understand what you're going through. Another question is, what to do with the rest? We cannot ditch everyone and everybody who is not on our journey. That would be a, let me say it, a very, very sad thing to do. You can have the friends that don't understand. You can have circles who do not understand what you're going through. But then comes, again, a very conscious choice to make: what am I sharing with whom? And is it necessary to be in that circle of moms who are not running a business and to speak about you being a mom and building a business? As an example, if you are in a circle where people like to go out every single weekend and you cannot allow yourself because you need to prioritize work and you need to prioritize sleep, perhaps health, then I wouldn't go there and explain myself to someone who doesn't understand. It is just a very conscious choice to not go out every weekend and not to have tell people why. Just say, I don't have time, I don't want to, whatever it is. We don't have to lean in and follow every circle we are in, because let's be real, it can be fun to go out with friends in the weekend, but you can choose whether you go every weekend or not. This sounds so simple, but I know a lot of people have really problems with communicating their needs or their no's, and instead we just go ahead and explain ourselves to people who don't understand. So instead of over-explaining and oversharing and trying to get them on your side, just make a simple point without explanation and see what happens. I'm telling you, it's an absolute game changer, because people are not even that interested in what you are doing. They will just accept a no. They might say, oh, well, not again, but that's it. They will complain, but they will never question you. People will only question you if you overshare and tell them what they don't want to do. This is where you will experience the resistance. Another thing we spoke about recently is
the question, who am I to do this? Who am I to share my message on social media? Who am I to be a personal brand? Who am I to share my thoughts? Who am I to do anything? Who am I to even try building something on my own? Who am I to do this? And this question comes from external judgment. Because again, not everyone has the capacity, the knowledge, the willingness to go through this self-development, through the hurdles of building a business. And that's okay. And who are you to do it anyway? You are the leader you are meant to be. You are the leader that is making people think differently. You are the person leading us and showing us what is possible beyond our imagination. And this is bigger than anything else. This is bigger than your doubts. This is bigger than any belief around you. And this is the expansion we need to go through and see ourselves just from a different perspective. Allow yourself to be one of the 2% who actually succeed in something that they want to do. Be the person who allows to live a different life. Allow yourself to be the person to seize today's opportunities. Those opportunities we didn't have back in the days to reach buyers beyond borders, the opportunities to run a digital business from the comfort of your own home, the opportunity to build an extraordinary life for yourself, or seize the opportunity that we have today to grab your laptop, pack up your bags, and move countries. Because when I realized that I can, I was so proud of the work I have done, the hurdles I've been through, and every conversation I have had, it was so difficult where I was misunderstood. And all I could do is just give myself a huge clap on my shoulder and being like, yes, and this is what I wanted. So allow yourself to be that person. And whenever this question comes up, who am I to do this? You are the person who is meant to do it and not anyone else. Number three is the discomfort of personal growth, because it's always going to be uncomfortable before it gets comfortable. And the feeling of when it gets really, really messy, when it gets really, really almost unbearable, a lot of you have the urge to stop. To stop, not continue, to take a break. To blame yourself for feeling what you are feeling, the feeling of not enoughness, the experiencing a feeling of, I am the only one going through this, not knowing what I'm doing. Most of the time, people don't know what they are doing, believe me. Also in the digital space, it's trial and error at all times. But allow yourself to be that person that is in the messy middle and lean into, I'm scared. I'm going to give you now a thought that you can explore further. Would it be worth pursuing it if it wouldn't scare you? Would it be worth pursuing it if it wouldn't be overly exciting? Would it be worth pursuing your big dream if you knew everything will just work out and somebody serves you the results on a silver plate? Think about this. Grab your journal and write down how it would feel if you would be pursuing something that is already done. If you would be pursuing something that you already know, that you already can, there is zero satisfaction behind it. And keep going. Sit in that mess every time everything gets messy, out of control, difficult. I have those doubts too. This is the reason why I can speak about it. I lean in even more. I allow myself time to sleep more. I allow myself to do things that I usually wouldn't be doing, like perhaps going out more for dinners and not just sitting and blaming myself all that time that I am now scared or that I can't do XYZ right now. Because when we grow, when we expand our capacities mentally, there is always a discomfort before the comfort comes, and growth needs space, mental space mainly. So if you feel like you want to go dancing more, go dancing. If you feel like you can only work 3-4 hours in messy times and difficult times, when you're moving into the new identity, allow yourself. This is all about allowance to be and trust that it will be over before you know. I just had a recent conversation with a client. She said, like, every time I have this thought, it's just so nagging and annoying, and I should know by now that it's gonna be over. Your current is not your constant, never, in no area in your life. Remind yourself of that. And I always like to say, have a big vision, because you are already in the midst of it. Why just not going for it? And once you're so clear about your big vision, then go ahead and take the next smallest step. Dream big and take small steps. There is no way for you not to succeed if you lean into the messiness of self-development. And if you don't believe today in yourself, know that I believe in you 1000% that you can achieve anything you desire.